This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, as we mentioned last week on this program, 22,654,453 people in this economy getting some kind of unemployment assistance from the government, both state and federal governments. And capping off what has been a lousy 8 months in this economy for those millions, and for millions more, actually, some of them are learning they're going to have to pay back some or all of the aid that they got. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Larson Ross got a notice in the mail in late August from the state of Colorado. It said he had to pay back every single dollar he had received in unemployment benefits. He panicked.
I don't have $10,000 sitting around. You know, I was a low-wage tea house worker who was unemployed.
Because of COVID, the tea house where he worked in Fort Collins, Colorado, was required to close for a while in the spring. So he applied for unemployment benefits and got them.
And I was using the money from unemployment for food and rent. So it's spent.
A couple months later, though, Ross's employer contested his eligibility, saying he quit, which he disputes. But his employer eventually won.
I'm in this really horrific position where I don't have this kind of money. And the state is demanding that I pay it back.
Thousands of people around the country have gotten overpayment notices like Ross did.
People are terrified by these messages, and they're coming in swarms. We're hearing about this all the time.
Ann Paxton is with the Unemployment Law Project, which represents the unemployed in Washington state. She says people often get notices because they made a mistake on their application or because their employer or the state did. And during the pandemic, she says, with so many people applying for unemployment,
we feel a lot of these decisions about allowing benefits have been made in haste.
What's happening now, she says, is that states are starting to review those decisions and revise some of them. Some are more aggressive than others about clawing money back, says Michelle Evermore of the National Employment Law Project.
In some states, other benefits can be garnished to pay for that. Taxes could be garnished. Future wages could be garnished.
With traditional unemployment insurance, Evermore says, states can choose to waive repayment, especially if
somebody's so broke that collecting that money from them would cause real financial hardship.
But they cannot waive repayment of pandemic unemployment assistance, which is federal. As it stands now, the law requires states to recoup that money from everyone who was overpaid. And Evermore says she's worried that a lot more people are going to start getting overpayment notices in the coming months.
If this issue doesn't get solved, this is going to be more explosive, I think, than people losing the $600.
The extra weekly federal unemployment money that ran out at the end of July. Larson Ross has no idea where he's going to come up with $10,000 to repay the state of Colorado. He's having a hard enough time affording rent, bills, and groceries.
It's hard, you know, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay any of this back. I don't know if I'm going to have to leave my apartment. I just don't know. It's very scary.
He says he thinks about the debt every minute of the day. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.